مدینہ 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 تو کربلا، مدینہ 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 تو کربلا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam 50 times upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of these wonderful series which Madani Channel has brought to you. And yes, that is Medina to Karbala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In these auspicious days of Muharram al-Haram, the first Islamic month of the Islamic calendar, subhanallah, we all know this month has nisbat to many great and auspicious events which happened in the history, as well as it has nisbat to the beloveds of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahle Bayt Athar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and subhanallah, the Sahaba Kiram, Allahu Akbar. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of this blessed month, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill everyone's lawful desires, subhanallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone entry into Jannah without accountability. And this month indeed has nisbat and relation with the beloveds of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahle Bayt Athar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, likewise the Sahaba Kiram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sadaqah and the blessing of this auspicious month, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us abundance of happiness, abundance of goodness, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all our lawful du'as and desires. Ameen, ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in these beautiful and lovely series, we all know that there are many beautiful discussions which took place in the past days. In these episodes, there was so much which we discussed and so many beautiful lessons we derived from the blessed lives and of these blessed personalities. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And today, once again, we have brought to you another, I would say, distinctive topic. Believe me, you, today's topic is very unique and you will enjoy today's topic. Before we go towards the discussion, let us first greet our respected and honorable guest. Once again, Hazrat Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. Mutasab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mutasab?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
Mutasab has indeed taken out time from his busy schedule daily to join us in this beautiful silsila. And indeed, it is an honorable moment for all of us to learn some beautiful words of wisdom from Qibla Mutasab. As Mutasab is, alhamdulillah, the teacher of many ulama-e kiram, not only in South Africa, but around the globe. And many ulama-e kiram have gained, subhanallah, many words of benefits from this beautiful tree of knowledge. And alhamdulillah, we all are blessed, the viewers and listeners, we all are blessed indeed to have the opportunity of spending some precious moments with this great personality. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, today's topic is something very unique, something very beautiful. Previously, we learned about the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learned about the Khulafa'i Rashideen. And we all learn that it is incumbent and necessary on us to have the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Ahle Bayt, for the Sahaba Ikram. But today in particular, inshallah, we will learn why is it necessary for us to have this love with the Sahaba Kiram of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What's the reason behind it? And likewise, from the Sahaba Kiram, there are many Ashab regarding whom people use some bad words or they bad mouth those Sahaba Kiram. Allahu Akbar, we will learn what is the harm for those people, what is the punishment for those people, what are the warnings which have arrived and appeared in the ahadith for such filthy people. So sit back, relax and enjoy. Before we begin the discussion, let's all make good intentions. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, the intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will gain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make intentions such as, now when I hear the name Allah, I will say ta'ala or jalla jalaluhu or azza wa jal. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear anything beneficial, inshallah, I will act upon it myself and I will teach it to others as well. I will listen to the entire discussion from beginning to end attentively. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will gain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our presence in today's gathering. And please listen very attentively to today's discussion. It is very, very, very beneficial. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mutasab, beginning today's beautiful discussion with regards to the Ashab, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Mutasab could please elaborate, why is it necessary for a believer to show his or express his love towards the Sahaba Ikram?
It is necessary because of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because all Sahaba are beloved of the beloved of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Beloved's beloved is also beloved. So this is a fundamental principle of love. The person who claims that I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he does not love his companions, his friends, so he is a liar in the claim of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhidhuhum ghardan ba'di, faman ahabbahum, fabihubbi ahabbahum, waman abghadahum, fabibughdi abghadahum, waman aadahum faqad aadhani. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَ اللَّهِ, reported by Imam Tirmizi, also mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned everyone regarding Sahaba Ikram. See the words in the beginning of Hadith Mubarakah, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. It means, fear Allah, fear Allah regarding my Sahaba, and after me, do not make them place of objection. Do not start objecting and criticizing about them or their character. And the one who loved them, he loved them because of my love. And the one who hates them, he hates them because he hates me. وَمَنْ آذَاهُمْ فَقَدْ آذَانِي. And the one who caused hurt to them, he has caused hurt to me. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَ اللَّهُ. And the one who has caused hurt to me, he has caused annoyance to Allah. Allah is annoyed with them. And the one who annoys Allah, it is near that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize him. Let's ponder upon the words of this Hadith Mubarakah, and we learn many things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it very clear in this Hadith Mubarakah that love for Sahaba Ikram would be because of my love. The reason has been explained. Why someone would love a Sahabi? What's the reason for anyone to love a Sahabi? Simply because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was blessed with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the cause is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if anyone would hate a Sahabi, he would hate a Sahabi because he hates me. So in other words, the one who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will definitely love the ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one who has enmity, animosity, hatred towards Sahaba Ikram, and his reason for bughd or hatred or enmity is because he hates Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this Hadith Mubarakah has become a criterion, made it very clear that a person who claims to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he hates Sahaba Ikram, or any one of the Sahabis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a liar in his claim. He does not love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he hates Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The reason why a person loves the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, very, very beautifully explained by Qibla Mufti Sahib. That indeed the reason is because they have connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And anything, whether it is the blessed personalities, whether it's a city, whether it's the book, whatever has nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, automatically that specific thing becomes beloved to us, subhanallah. The city of Makkah, the city of Medina is beloved to us. Why? Because they have nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Quran is beloved to us. Why? Because it has connection and relation with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. So likewise, this Sahaba Ikram, each and every Sahabi is beloved to us. Why? Because indeed he has a connection and relation with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the companions, the Sahaba Ikram of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a very important hadith Tisab mentioned, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that if anybody detests them, anybody has bughd, hatred against them, then it is because he has hatred for me. That is why he has hatred towards them. I mean, it's not possible that you claim to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you swearing at his Sahaba Ikram, you're speaking ill of his Sahaba Ikram, you're going against his Sahaba Ikram. It doesn't make sense. As Mutasab mentioned, the beloveds of the beloved is also your beloved. The friends of your friends are your friends as well. You're not going to say, no, they're the friends of my friend, so you're not going to be my friend. No. So, and every Sahabi is the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as a believer, if you are claiming and you say that yes, you love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then automatically and naturally your love demands that you need to show that love to the Sahaba ikram as well. And this is how beautiful the teachings of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. And my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it so clear that you love them because you love me, you love them. You hate them because you hate me, you hate them. And then my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who harms them has caused hurt to me, and the one who has hurt me has indeed annoyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seizes a person, then undoubtedly that person becomes destroyed. And nobody can bear the capturing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always show the utmost respect and obedience to every companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, Mutasab, a very beautiful hadith, Mutasab, enlightened us with And I believe that there are many ahadith with regards to the fadail and the excellences of the Sahaba Kiram. If Mufti Sahab could please enlighten us with more of these beautiful ahadith.
First of all, we need to know who is Sahabi. We need to know the definition of Sahabi. Sahabi is that fortunate person who has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of Iman with his physical eyes, and then he passed away on Iman. He did not change. And Sahabiyat is that station that no person, even if he can be a great wali or ghaus or kutub, can reach to the station of Sahabiyat or can be equal to Sahabi. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of the Sahabis of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why his status and his rank becomes very unique and very high. There are many verses of Quran Majid which explain the status of Sahaba of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, "Wa kullam wa'adallahu al-husna." Allah has made promise of Jannah to all of them, to all Sahaba. Sahaba, before the time of conquering of Makkah, after the time of conquering of Makkah, in Kullan, everybody is included. Wa Kullam wa'adallahu al-husna. Husna means here Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Jannah to all Sahaba ikram. So every Sahabi is Jannati. That's why Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Rasbi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, has introduced this beautiful slogan. Har Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati. So this concept, Har Sahabiye Nabi Jannati Jannati, is from Quran Kareem, and it is understood from this verse, Wa kullam wa'adallahu al-husna. This is for Sahaba Ikram. How unfortunate person would that be who talks ill about a Jannati? Who can be enemy of Jannati? Who can hate Jannati? Can a Jannati be enemy of Jannati? Can a Jannati hate other Jannatis?
No.
So everyone can easily understand where that person belongs to.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Who is insulting a categorical Jannati.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, Radiallahu anhum waradu anhu wa a'adda lahum jannatin tajri tahtaha al-anhar. Jannatin tajri tahtaha al-anhar khalidina fiha abada. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَزْوِينَ. This is about Sahaba Ikram. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And gardens are kept ready for them, beneath which the rivers flow, and they will remain in them forever and ever. And that is a great success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them and he says, Ulaika humus sadiqoon. This is about Sahaba, that they are truthful. They are truthful people with the evidence of Quran Majid. فأولئك هم المفلحون. It is said about Sahaba Ikram that they are the successful people. They are the truthful people. They are the successful people. And they have true faith. And for them is forgiveness and generous sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many beautiful words mentioned about Sahaba Ikram in Quran Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
They are truthful, they are successful, they are Jannatis, they live in Jannat forever. So who can even imagine to become their enemy or hate them or talk bad about them?
Mm-hmm.
So a true believer who believes in Quran and Sunnah and understands his deen,
mm-hmm,
will never ever say anything against any Sahabi.
Mm-hmm.
And all these virtues which are mentioned in Quran Kareem are proven for every Sahabi. There's no evidence that some are included and some are excluded.
Mm-hmm.
It's general.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever qualifies as Sahabi,
mm-hmm,
this virtue is proven for him.
Subhanallah.
And no doubt that Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Sahabi,
mm-hmm,
of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Also, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Akrimu ashabi,
mm-hmm,
فَإِنَّهُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ.
Subhanallah.
Respect my Sahaba because they are best amongst you. I mean, amongst all the believers.
Mm-hmm.
As we said earlier, no Wali, no Ghaus, no Qutb,
mm-hmm,
no all other categories of pious people, Awliya, Salihin. Nobody can reach their level. They are the best in the Ummah after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay, then they have their own categories like we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Best after the Prophets,
mm-hmm,
in individual capacity is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in that particular sequence.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about generally Sahaba,
mm-hmm,
then Sahaba are the best in comparison to the rest of the communities.
So
therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that, فَإِنَّهُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ. They are the best amongst you. So every Sahabi,
mm-hmm,
is best in comparison to non-Sahabi. And how can you judge people who are best,
mm-hmm,
who are regarded best, who are made best,
mm-hmm,
by Imam al-Anbiya, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So there must be a sickness,
mm-hmm,
in people, in their whole system,
mm-hmm,
that they reach this level,
mm-hmm,
that they start judging the best of the Ummah, Sahaba Ikram. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, O Muslims, do not sway my Sahaba,
mm-hmm,
do not insult my Sahaba,
mm-hmm,
do not use abusive language,
mm-hmm,
against my Sahaba. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now gives, mm-hmm, the reason why. Said, if anyone of you gives gold equal to the weight of Uhud mountain,
mm-hmm,
in the path of Allah, give as charity, it cannot be equal to Sahabi's charity, which is handful, mm-hmm, handful of some grains,
Allah,
some wheat or something.
Allah.
So how can you compare yourself,
mm-hmm,
with them?
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life's good deeds,
mm-hmm,
cannot be equal to their one single deed. I mean, how much would it take you to accumulate that much gold to give in the path of Allah? The size of Uhud might give you just speaking metaphorically, might take many lives, which is of course not our belief. It's just the way it's said.
Right. You know,
to have that much gold, and then you give all that in the path of Allah. So you might feel I've done a great service to thee. But on the other hand, Sahabi Rasul gives a kilo, half a kilo of wheat or rice or some grain in the path of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Your, you know, distribution of gold or spending gold in the path of Allah of, you know, that size and that much weight is nothing. So look at your own size. Look at your own height. And then talk about Sahabi Rasul. Who are you? What status do you have to talk ill about any Sahabi of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So things are made very clear in the ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not need to look this way or that way. Believe in Sahaba Ikram the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to believe. Respect Sahaba Ikram the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us how to respect them. And if we do that way, we are on the balanced path and we'll be successful. But if we start buying stories from people like us who are weak in too many ways, ignorant about the true knowledge of Shariat, Quran and Hadith, and have left the path of mainstream, and they have their own individuality, broken from the jama'ah, yadullahi ala al-jama'ah, the biggest sawad-e-azam, the mainstream, then the people can be deviated very easily, because there are a lot of deviants that are moving around and living within our community and poisoning the minds of the people. So we have to be very careful and respect Sahaba Ikram. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, لا تسبوهم لعن الله من سبهم. Very clear message. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. Do not swear them. Do not insult them. And the one who swears them, there is curse of Allah upon that person.
Allah, Allah.
So people, before they open their mouth, they must look upon these ahadith mubarak. One wants to be cursed by Allah, then go ahead and talk against Sahaba Ikram. And the one who fears the curse of Allah, he would be very careful and he'll choose his words when he's talking about any of the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Man sabbahum fa'alayhi la'natullahi wal malaikati wan nasi ajma'in. La yaqbalu Allahu minhu sarfan wala adlan." That the one who swears Sahaba Ikram, upon him is the curse of Allah and all angels and all people. Neither his fard nor his nafil will be accepted.
Allahu Akbar.
So this is the curse of Allah on that verse. Even if he works very hard and performs many farais and gives charity and does a lot of nafil ibadat, nothing will benefit him because he insults the beloved companions, the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also very clearly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم. When you see someone swearing Sahaba Ikram, so say to that person, the curse of Allah be upon your shirk, upon your evil. That's the evil thing he's doing. He's causing fitna in the Muslim community. He's dividing the Muslim community because of insulting Sahaba Ikram, because nobody would tolerate that. And few foolish people might join him and they will become a group. And they will cause a friction and division. It's a shar, it's an evil. So what is the response? Just move away from those people. Just say, Allah's curse be upon your fitna, upon your evil. We are not ready to listen. So one should not give hearing to such talks in which there is a smell of criticism or judging any of the Sahabi of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One should not hear anything like that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَأَمْسِكُوا. When my ashab are being mentioned, stay silent means do not criticize them, do not judge them. So those who insult Sahaba Ikram and sway Sahaba Ikram, they should learn a lesson from all these ahadith which we have mentioned and refrain from this evil work and repent and make tawbah and respect each and every Sahabi of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What beautiful ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding these blessed personalities. And how clear Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that those who obey them, respect them, love them, this is their reward. Those who go against them, those who criticize them, those who insult them, sway them, this is their punishment. And this is the warning which has appeared for those people in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the shocking point is when there is no ambiguity, when there is no unclarity in the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, clear cut, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that don't swear them, don't insult them, don't criticize them. On the person is the curse of Allah, the curse of the angels, the curse of the entire mankind, the creation. Clearly it is mentioned. And still, unfortunately, we get some people who have idiotic mentalities, people who are illiterate, I would say, as we say, jahil people, ignorant people, who have no understanding at all. And mostly it is those people who would like to open their mouth and like to speak against these blessed personalities. I mean, a person who has no understanding of the Holy Quran, a person who has no understanding of the Ahadith, a person who doesn't even know how to read the Quran and Hadith, just because on some maybe website or some book or some way he found something which he feels is against his Sahaba Ikram, or you know, it suits him in order to bring that hatred against the Sahaba Ikram, then he'll start blurting it out from his mouth. A good advice for every person who is viewing us and listening to us: don't associate yourself with these people, don't sit with these people, don't speak to these people, don't converse with these people, and don't make any agreements or interactions with these people, because these people are filthy, as my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, as Mustasab has also explained, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has in one way ordered us to stay away from these kind of people, to refrain from these people. Even the company is bad, that the badness of their company should not spoil and tarnish your reputation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the haqiqi and true love for every sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, we have now come towards the conclusion and the end of today's beautiful episode. And today was very, very beautiful, because there were some very exciting discussions, some beautiful ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which were discussed. And indeed, a very severe warning for all those out there who still have some doubts or some misunderstandings regarding the Sahaba Ikram: keep the Holy Quran and the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of you, so it can be crystal clear that, let's all make this nara together, it can be crystal clear that har sahabiye nabi jannati jannati and sab sahabiyat bi jannati jannati. Every sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, male or female, is a definite jannati, subhanallah. There is no doubt in them being jannatis, and when they are jannatis, then it is not appropriate, or I would say not allowed at all, for us to open our mouth even in the slightest bit against the shan and the status of the Sahaba Ikram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any sort of disrespect, any sort of disobedience towards these great personalities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlu sunnat wal jama'at, so we may firmly hold on to the daman of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahl Bayt Abhar and the Sahaba Ikram. Ahl sunnat ka hai beira paar, ashabi huzoor najm hai, aur now hai itrat rasulullah ki. Subhanallah, subhanallah. With these few words, we do come towards the end of today's silsila. We would like to thank Qibla Muftisab for once again joining us in this beautiful discussion. Muftisab, jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Muftisab, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Qibla Muftisab a healthy, long life, so we may continue plucking the fruits of benefits from this great personality. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all happy. Grant everyone abundance of goodness, abundance of happiness. Subhanallah, remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. If you do not have this love, by Allah, you do not have anything. Be positive, think positive, stay positive, and remain positive. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
مدينة 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 كربلاء مدينة 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 كربلاء